Hey friends, Heather Creekmore here. This is the Spring Break Free. If you're wondering where are the regular episodes of Compared to Who, they will be back soon enough. But for the rest of this month, we are doing the Spring Break Free, a bonus episode series where you get content every day to help you break free from your body image issues before summer comes. Doesn't that sound amazing? So we've walked through a little bit of my story, and in the weeks to come, I'm going to walk you through the heart of body image issues, how we get rid of body image issues, and some practical things we can do as we head towards summer to stay free. I hope you'll join us each and every day. And don't forget, on comparedtowho.me, there are questions for reflection that you can follow along with, use in your quiet time every day. Really dig into this stuff so you can find new freedom. That is my goal and my prayer for you this spring. Enjoy today's episode of the Spring Break Free. Hey, it's Heather Creekmore from comparedtowho.me, and you're on day 16 of the Spring Break Free. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you caught the first 15, so you're right with us today. Today, I want to talk about our habit a little bit more. Yesterday, we talked about the definition of insanity, and today, I want to talk about what you're doing with your time, and most importantly, what you are doing to cultivate your relationship with our Father in heaven. You see, we are so busy, y'all. I mean, it's just ridiculous. We're so busy. I hate to even ask anything of anyone because everyone's busy, right? I mean, do you know anyone who's not busy? And we wear busy like a badge of honor, but honestly, like, there's just so much demanding our time and attention these days that it seems endless. And that's why we have to prioritize making time with the Lord. We have to prioritize reading His word and prayer every single day, or y'all will sink. We will sink like the Titanic. We will be sinking ships. Let me tell you a little story. So I was thinking about this a couple years ago. My husband and I were pretty close, right? We're married. We've been married almost 11 years now, or actually over 11 years. Oh, don't tell him I said that. Over 11 years now. And if you were to ask me, you know, like how he likes his eggs done or which team, baseball team he'd cheer for, like I can tell you the answers pretty quickly. If you were to ask me more, something more complicated, like how does he feel about this theological issue, or what would he say about this moral issue? Like I could probably answer those questions for him too, because y'all, I know him pretty well. And we communicate every day, multiple times a day. And we're one, we know each other. And we spend time together, and that continues to cultivate our relationship. So I am able to know His heart. And what I think often happens, friends, is with God, we kind of forget that we need that regular communication and relationship too. You see, if you're like me, like I was raised in the church, and so I went to Christian schools from grade 7 all the way through graduate school. Okay, so I thought I knew the Bible pretty well, and I thought I knew God pretty well. But what starts to happen if you don't spend regular time in His Word and regular time in prayer is the same thing that would start to happen if my husband and I suddenly decided to stop talking. If I was like, hey, you know what? This is good, but let's just stop communicating for, you know, a little while. Like, what would happen to our relationship? It would begin to erode, right? And eventually, after a year or two of non-communication, would I still be able to predict His answers? I mean, I might be able to safely bet that He still likes His eggs scrambled. But I'd be a little less sure of some of the other answers. And more importantly, most importantly, I'd be less sure of His love for me, right? I mean, it'd be really hard to feel like I was loved if we weren't communicating. Friends, I think the love that we crave more than any love in the whole world is the love of our Father. And it's there. It's there for us to receive. But when we don't communicate with God, when we don't read His word to us, when we don't pray to Him, we have a hard time feeling and remembering and believing that love. So my encouragement to you today is, what are you doing with the first 15 minutes of your day? At our church, we call this first 15. My husband's a pastor, and he encourages everyone in our congregation to just get up and devote that first 15 minutes to God every day. Before you check your Facebook, before you check your Instagram, before you check your email, before you make your breakfast, before you do whatever it is you need to do that day, give God 15 minutes. Open up His Word. Read
how much he loves you. Read how trustworthy and awesome he is to fulfill his promises. And then spend some time in prayer. If you have longer than 15 minutes, awesome. But just set 15 minutes as like a minimum threshold for you to spend with God each day. And it will transform your life and you will see change happen. I'll see you tomorrow for day 17 of Compared to Who.me's Spring Break.
Heather here. Can I ask a huge favor of you? If something in the show has touched your life, would you leave me a review on iTunes? Throughout the month of April, I'll be giving away 2 free hours of coaching with me to one person who leaves a review. Screenshot your review and then drop it to me in an email so I know you want to enter. If you've already reviewed the show, that's okay. You can still enter too. I'll give you 5 bonus entries if you post a screenshot of your review on Facebook or Instagram stories and tag me. Thank you so much for your consideration and for your help. Hey friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah. It's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.